Really good damage control. Did a great job damage control. We just didn't respond offensively after that first inning. I thought, boy, after that first inning, I just used the analogy with our guys. I said, that's like a football team getting an interception, going to the five-yard line, and they only give up a field goal. And then the when you get on offense, you go down and score a touchdown. It's like, boy, that was great. But we didn't do anything offensively for about, what, five or six innings. And that made it very challenging. Very challenging. And then, obviously, our bullpen was not very good from about second half of Cunningham to Littleman and all the rest. So, good day for San Francisco. Good day for San Francisco. Their starter was outstanding, and our starter was less than stellar. But Moffitt, I thought Moffitt did a great job. Probably put himself right into the rotation, maybe. He might be our Sunday starter.
And then what exactly did he do so well today?
Got people out. You know, he threw strikes, got people out, threw a secondary. It's the same stuff. If a guy locates, you know, our starter walks guys, Moffitt comes in, throws strikes right away, throws the secondary stuff for strikes, and you got people out. I mean, that's how you get people out at this level. You got to locate your fastball and throw your secondary stuff for strikes, too.
How do you make sure Mankey's confidence stays up?
I'm a baseball coach. I don't know. He's a sports psychologist, I guess. You know, get a hold of a sports psychologist. I'm a baseball coach. I mean, you got to go out and pitch. I've found that to be true. Guys that go out and pitch well, they get their confidence up. Guys that don't pitch well usually fight their confidence. So, you know, he'll get another opportunity somewhere down the road.
And then what was Cecilio doing on the mound today that would kept shutting you guys down?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want to look at that video as quickly as I can. It wasn't overpowering velocity, that's for sure. I tip my hat to him. He did a marvelous job. He shut us down like we didn't exist for, five, six innings? Yeah, he did a marvelous job. You know, I give him a lot of credit. He did a great job, very good job. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, you know, I wish I could sit here and tell you, boy, you know, well, when you face 94 to 97 miles an hour, it's kind of tough, but it wasn't 94 to 97. And when you face this dominant, you know, breaking ball, well, it's tough. But, you know, he's a good college pitcher, and he had a great day, and we obviously didn't do much offensively.
Who are you playing to start against Texas Tech this week?
On Tuesday, we'll probably start Crawford. Okay. And on Wednesday, I don't know. Moffitt's a candidate, and Cunningham might be a candidate as well.
How much of an effect did today's performances from your pitchers affect your decision for Wednesday's game, especially against Texas Tech?
Not much, okay. To be honest with you. I mean, the guys that threw at the end are guys that haven't thrown a lot. Littleman, Schultons. The other guys are in the rotation. Yeah.
It seemed like there was a lot of flyouts today. What's the process on making sure they stay on the top of the ball?
The process is getting your club hit going downhill, which we've done a pretty good job of, but today we did a horrible job of. Yeah. Yeah, that's good, very observant of your part. I shared that with the club right now. You know, not in this park. You gotta get the ball in the gap, gotta hit it hard on the ground. The infield is usually pretty hard. But, you know, the process is you got to get the ball. You got to get your club head going downhill and not going uphill. And today we had a lot of uphill strokes.
Was it an in-game decision to run some new people out on the mound today?
Well, it wasn't by design. I mean, Manthi was supposed to go a little longer than whatever he went. But then we wanted to give Moffitt a chance, and I thought he did a marvelous job, great job. Augie Bill did a good job, and Cunningham did a decent job, not a great job, but a decent job. And then at that point, yeah, it was running some people out. It didn't look like we were going to score. It didn't feel like we were going to score. But we still wanted to keep it close. You know, I had Troop getting up a couple times just to see if we could keep it close, but obviously we didn't. And everybody deserves a chance, and that's the hard part about the early part of the season is you have to find – the only way you find out is in a game. You know, I mean, we could have come back and maybe gotten beat 5-4, but I'd be saying, boy, Littleman pitched well, Schultons pitched well, and on and on and on. But, you know, you have to get answers to your questions, and the only way you get them is in a game setting, and sometimes that's painful. Sometimes that is painful. It was painful today. But you still get your answers. You know, that's the good part about it. You still get your answers. So you get answers to your questions, and you move on and take a day off tomorrow and come back on Tuesday.
What did you think of Nathan Bannister? I know he only pitched two batters, but
yeah, he did a good job. Did a good job. Yeah, I mean, if you get your outs, you do a good job. Yeah, that's how simple it is. I mean, it's not brain surgery. I mean, you get outs, you get another chance. You don't get outs, someone else gets a chance. You know, same thing hitting wise. You get hits, you play. You don't get hits, someone else gets a chance. You drop fly balls in left field, you don't play left field. You know, so it's pretty simple. But it's painful going through it sometimes. You know, it's been pretty easy up to now. Today was a very painful day to watch. But we got some answers, which is, you know, like I said, I try to always stay optimistic. We got some answers. You know, that's what we're trying to find out. We're trying to find out who the right guys are. You know, I've said this forever. Have a plan, get them ready, and play the right guys. Have a plan, get them ready, and then play the right guys. Well, how do you know who the right guys are? Well, you got to watch them in a game. You know, and they start proving who they are. Brandon Dixon's the right guy. You know, Cody Moffitt looks like he might be the right guy. We'll find out. Time will tell.
It's good for me.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Good enough?
Thanks,
okay, thanks for the coach.
Coach, thanks for...